As you know, Africa actually produces some of the least volumes of plastic. Something like 5% of plastic is actually produced there. And in fact, consumption is also very low, about 16 kilos per person, compared to a global average of 45. And in some of the high plastic consumption countries, it's as high as 136 kilos per person. So Africa, in terms of production and consumption, is very low. Yet the immensity, you could say, of the problem is huge. And so you see from all across the value chain of plastics, you see chemicals and from plastics leaching out into the environment. And there's increasing studies showing that there's an exposure risk from the chemicals that are leaching out. And then there's, of course, a waste management issue, which is very evident in the rivers and oceans, where you see plastic pollution or plastic bags all over the place.
Why do you think plastic pollution has gotten so out of hand?
Well, I think the first thing is, of course, that most plastic is only recyclable in theory, right? I mean, you see a lot of plastic products where it has a nice recycle sign, but actually in reality, only 10% of plastic produced, even globally, is recycled. And that's because, on the one hand, there's mostly mechanical recycling facilities. In Africa, even less so. But the chemical recycling facilities are high cost, high environmental footprint, at least today, those technologies that exist. And so most plastic is not being recycled. A lot of plastic that we're seeing is now single use and short lived, especially in the packaging space, not enough reuse. And then, of course, even when it comes to recycling, there's a lot of worry about the chemicals that are in plastics and some of the problematic polymers. So you end up with a situation where there's not enough reuse and there's not enough waste management and recycling. And so unless you look at design issues right from upstream, you're not going to be able to solve the problem. And so Africa is in a situation where it's receiving a lot of plastic and doesn't know how to cope with the scale of the growth in plastic production that is ending up not just as waste, but across the life cycle has its own set of environmental and human health exposure issues.
And finally, the fourth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee to develop an international legally binding instrument on plastic pollution, including in the marine environment, is taking place until April 29th in Ottawa, Canada. Can you tell us what is hoped to be accomplished at this meeting and how will it address the issue of plastic pollution?
So member states negotiating the treaty right now are looking to seeing how do they deal with many different issues across the entire life cycle of plastics. So all the way from polymers of concern to chemicals in the plastics, and what do they do when they see a harmful situation and look at alternatives. So they need to put in place the thinking about how to deal with alternatives.